the title of the song. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being here. The final hour of The Upside. And listen, you know, I actually wish Tebogo was here because this work is so close to his heart as much as it is to mine, you know, because we are just creatures of the outdoors, all right? And we're talking about the nature, environment, and wildlife filmmakers, good friends of the show. They're in partnership with various organizations, including support by Ezemvelo KZN Wildlife, to release a very important film project, okay? It's known as Wild Hope, Rhino Ops, a new film that takes viewers deep into the front line of rhino conservation at Hlohlwe Mfolozi Park. This is a film that follows the park's largest rhino horn operation to date, and as I understand it, they've also come through with some dedicated teams that are working very, very hard, or they've worked quite tirelessly to protect one of Africa's most endangered species. So when I say to you that this particular film at this particular time is very important, I really meant it. It has been written and directed and edited by South African filmmaker Nathan Rice, and this production brings together the nature, environment, and wildlife filmmakers as an organization, coming together and bringing nine expertise, as it were, from nine African countries under the guidance of executive producer Geoff Luck. So it is a pleasure for us to catch up with Noel Kok once again, co-founder and executive director at NUF. Noel, wonderful to have you back on the show. Welcome to Channel Africa.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for having us back. Like you said, friends of the show, and we are delighted to be here. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Noel. I think first things first, congratulations on the release of Wild Hope. I think the story in itself is so important. And as I was, you know, reading the words, I was thinking to myself, you know, this would be such a wonderful project that can move through various schools on the African continent as part of curriculum, you know, to teach children about conservation and the importance of preservation and conservation of our wildlife here on the African continent. Let's talk, I think, in the interest of those that are hearing about NUF for the first time, talk to us about the work of the Nature, Environment, and Wildlife Filmmakers as an organization.
So NUF stands for Nature, Environment, and Wildlife Filmmakers, as you explained. We were established back in 2017, primarily for two reasons. One, particularly black African nature environment scientists and conservationists were trying to protect on the continent of Africa. And two, to change the narrative that every time you saw anything, any story about nature, environment, and wildlife in Africa, we were always portrayed as the poacher, the pirate, the ranger, the guide, or our people who sing for tourists when they jump off their safari vehicles. Now, we are very proud of our people in hospitality and our rangers and guides, but as you know, we are so much more than that. And so, you know, come back to our very favorite and famous saying, how do you change the story? You change the storyteller. And so This film particularly is a perfect example of how we change the story of conservation and how it is being told in Africa.
Oh, man, if you want to change the story, you change the storyteller. I'm never going to forget that. Thank you very much for that. But let's unpack this film. And I think just the philosophy and ethos behind it is very important for the conservation of wildlife, particularly the rhinos on the African continent. From inception to us having this film be fully produced and ready to be seen.
So, as you said, the film is part of a series called Wild Hope. Mm-hmm. The series is based on a book by Professor Andrew Bamford from Cambridge University, The book is Wild Dope on the Front Lines of Conservation Success. And the book organizes stories geographically highlighting conservation efforts and heroes in different locations. The Wild Dope series uses these stories to explore how local actions can lead to powerful change and inspire hope for protecting the planet. We, as NIWF, produced two episodes of the series back in 2023 as part of a science film fellowship that we were doing with a number of fellows in the Gorongosa National Park in Mozambique. Fast forward about 9 months later, an opportunity arose from Ezimvelo-KZN Wildlife, who were about to embark on one of the most ambitious and largest undertakings of rhino dehorning. As you know, for decades, rhinos have been the face of poaching, particularly in South Africa. These beautiful animals are notoriously hunted for their horns. In South Africa, in Hlohlwemfolosi Park, the rate of poaching had reached almost breaking point, with over 300 rhino killed just last year. And then the park decided to take this drastic step of dehorning their rhino, and this mission was their largest to date, and their aim was to dehorn over 1,000 rhino in a single operation. They offered us the opportunity to document this, and we immediately saw this as an opportunity to go back to Wild Hope and HHMI Tanglebank Studios, who are based in the United States. This series is released on PBS Nature's digital channel in the US. And it's PBS, for those who don't know, is like the SABC or the public broadcaster of the United States. And so we went back to them and said, can we pitch a story around this unbelievable project that's about to happen as another Wild Hope series? And we particularly wanted to highlight as the hero a young man called Dumisani Zwane, who heads up the game capture unit at Ezimvelo-KZN Wildlife. And we built a story around him and his unit and all the teams that work right on the front line protecting Africa's rhino, or the rhino that are from the birthplace of all the southern white rhino that exist in the world today. And most importantly, we wanted to show that this was being helmed and being led by an African man, a son of the soil, somebody who grew up, in KwaZulu-Natal, who was protecting at the forefront of protecting our country's, iconic animals.
So important. And I think, rhino poaching is just such a tragic issue, and many people may be aware of it in glimpses, but I think this film is really going to go into the heart of some of the biggest challenges that are being faced. And you talk about dehorning the rhinos. I learned actually whilst I was in Hoedspruit 2 weeks ago that it actually doesn't hurt the animals, which makes me so happy. But we're going to continue our conversation, really looking at the series, or part of a series known as Wild Hope Rhino Ops. This is a story that is, I think, so significantly shifting the narrative about conservation from a Western-led perspective to a more African-led conversation. On the line with us, we have Noel Gok, who is co-founder and executive director at NUF. We're back after this.
Parlez-vous couramment le français? Êtes-vous passionné par la radio?